This is Tony O'Rourke with Lesson 68 in the Irish Guitar Podcast. Now, Jerry, I know you're a big fan of Turlough O'Carolan, so I'm sure you'll be pleased with this week's offering, which is O'Carolan's Draft.
Indeed, Tony, but I must say the fingering is a bit tricky in the second part.
Oh, well, Jerry, you know, if you do 5 or 6 hours a day practice, you won't have any problem with it.
Yeah.
Now, this is a composition of the legendary Turlough O'Carolan. And it's quite a well-known tune, due at least in part to the wonderful 1978 recording by Dedannon on their Selected Jigs, Reels and Songs LP, as it then was. They called it Carolan's Draft. The tune has been recorded by many other musicians in groups. Now, I've set this arrangement in 4-4 rather than in the 2-2 or cut or a la breve time signature. And so doing it in 4-4, it's four groups of two quavers rather than two groups of four that we get in reels and hornpipes. This is a subtle difference, although with a tune played at the somewhat slower tempo than a reel or even slower than a hornpipe, the difference is barely noticeable. On reflection, this tune could be written as 4-4 or 2-2. In the first part of the tune, there is one high B note in the sixth bar. And the second part of the tune has some tricky left-hand work, so we've included in the transcription the left-hand fingering that I use for playing the tune. And you might want to take note that your local classical guitar club members will probably be horrified by some of these fingerings, but they work for me. The finger number is notated directly under the relevant note. Where there is no fingering markings, you can assume that normal open position fingering applies. Now, as to the accompaniment, there's a very, what I call a busy chord progression happening. With any tune, you need to work out the chords, but particularly with this tune. And with this tune, you will need to devote more time than usual to learning the chords. In most bars, there is one change of chord, and in some bars, there are three or even four. In those bars where there are four chords, simply strum each chord once without a separate bass note. So the chords for this tune, there's a G and also a G with a B. There's a D, an E minor, a C, an A7, a D with an F sharp, and there's also an A minor in there as well.
And listeners can buy the book that accompanying the sheet music with tablature chords and fingering for this series of 18 lessons for $9 at irishguitarpod.com. And as usual now, we'll hear a slow rendition followed by one at a normal pace.
And we'll see you all next week.